It won't stop with just one nuke. Welcome to this Red Alert podcast, I guess you could call it. I'm Mike Adams, and of course, our president, President Donald J. Trump, has lost his mind. I mean, literally gone completely crazy. He's now claiming that he's going to annex the Strait of Hormuz and make it U.S. territory. You might as well claim, you know, Jupiter or something. How are you going to occupy and defend and control this territory that's halfway around the world, right next to Iran, which has already defeated the U.S. military and defeated the U.S. Navy and shown that it remains in full control over the Strait of Hormuz? How on earth are you going to defend U.S. territory? And by the way, under what international law does the U.S. claim that it has the right to that territory? Oh, is Trump going to say one of his ancient relatives once walked near the strait, therefore it's ours? I mean, it's absurd. Trump has lost his mind. Sadly, he has the power to order nuclear strikes, probably the use of tactical nuclear weapons. And I've been listening to real military experts like Anthony Aguilar and others who are expressing very real concern. In fact, they think he's going to use it, that he'll drop a tactical nuclear weapon probably on Pickaxe Mountain, which really won't destroy the mountain because, you know, it's hundreds of meters of granite, and a nuclear weapon, more than half the energy just goes up and out and isn't directed down into the mountain, you know. If you detonate a nuclear weapon underneath the mountain, that is in the middle of a mountain, if you drilled a hole 1,000 meters deep and detonated it there, that could destroy it, but not just blowing it up in the sky. And by the way, sorry about the background noise again. I'm in my big ass diesel truck yet again, hauling equipment around. But it's not going to stop at one nuke, because if Trump authorizes a tactical nuclear weapon, then it's going to set off a geopolitical chain reaction, not just a nuclear chain reaction, but we're talking about other nuclear capable countries upgrading or updating their own posture and possibly launching immediately, because they might figure, and I'm talking about countries like Russia, China, Pakistan, North Korea, maybe those four in particular that have nuclear weapons and are not the best friends of the United States, let's say. And by the way, Iran may already have nuclear weapons, or at least the capability to quickly assemble them within 12 hours or something. You know, they're very capable with their ballistic missiles. So Iran could be legitimately saying right now, well, we don't have nuclear weapons. Well, yeah, you don't have them completely assembled, you know, four more screws and now it's a nuke. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. It's like Ukraine saying, well, we're manufacturing the drones here in Ukraine. Well, not really. The drones are being made in Germany or the UK, and then they're shipped to Ukraine that, you know, bolts on the wing or something. Four more screws, and now it's made in Ukraine. Okay. Well, Iran can play that same game. They can get nukes from Pakistan and then just, you know, assemble them or put them on top of a ballistic missile with appropriate, you know, control systems, etc., and then launch them. I mean, look, Iran is very capable. They've already proven that. If they weren't capable, the U.S. would be in control of the Strait of Hormuz, and the U.S. is not even close. No matter how many times Trump says it, it doesn't make it true. You know, Trump can say, the moon is made out of ice cream. Doesn't make it true, right? So these are just things to consider, but the upgraded posture by these other countries could include a posture to immediately retaliate against the United States in order to stop the U.S. from using more nuclear weapons. So it might be, and I'm just guessing, but it might be that the moment the U.S. detonates a nuke in Iran, that Russia responds with a nuke on a, let's say, a U.S. military base somewhere in Western Europe. I'm thinking Romania or Poland, probably. And it could be, okay, you use a nuke, we use a nuke. How many nukes do you want to exchange? But of course, the problem with that is that once Russia launches something that could be a nuke, or that, let's say, they successfully nuke a U.S. military base somewhere in Western Europe, what will the U.S. do? Well, Trump's crazy enough and stupid enough that he'll probably say, well, launch all our nukes. You know, we're in full-blown nuclear war. Now, if that happens, then we are all screwed so far beyond what anybody has ever imagined, because the nuclear weapons today are literally thousands of times higher yield than the relatively low-yield atomic weapons that were used in 1945 against Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those were small weapons. Those were 15 kilotons. Today, we're talking about nuclear weapons that are 1 megaton to up to 100 megatons. I mean, you know, orders of magnitude more energy. So while there were plenty of people who actually did survive in Japan, although hundreds of thousands were killed by the radiation and the cancer and the birth rates, or the birth defect rates exploded, and a lot of people were made infertile, etc. That was a crime against humanity. Let's make no mistake. But that was, at some level, survivable. And the Japanese people, believe it or not, the Japanese people in 1945 were healthier than the American people in 2026. For one thing, Japanese people had functioning immune systems. And, you know, in America today, mostly what you see when you walk around is immune deficient, obese, diseased, mass medicated people, all vaccinated up. You know, they're not going to do very well, even exposed to low yield nuclear weapons. And if there is a full thermonuclear exchange, like nuclear World War III, followed by a nuclear winter and all the radioactive fallout that would happen, then the typical person in America or Canada or the UK for that matter, or Australia, New Zealand, etc., they are so far beyond screwed because they don't have the nutritional capacity to repair their genetic code from all of the ionizing radiation damage that's caused by the radioactive fallout. Now, let me tell you a little bit of good news on this. I believe that I can teach almost anyone how to survive the fallout of a nuclear war as long as you're not at ground zero. And I have a free course coming. The launch date is now, it's a Saturday at the end of August. It's the last Saturday in August. I think that's August 28th or 29th, I think. That's when it's launching. So it's not that far out. It's less than 2 weeks away. It will be free. We'll be running it at brightu.com. Again, completely free of charge. And then we'll have another website also where you can get it after that. And I'll be announcing that coming up pretty soon. What that course teaches, and it's over 20 hours of instruction, it's basically a detailed audiobook with illustrations. It teaches you how to grow foods or acquire the right foods or nutrients or superfoods that allow your body to repair the worst kind of genetic damage. And that kind of genetic damage is called double-strand breaks, or DSBs. That's when your chromosomes are just severed, completely broken. A little bit less damaging is what's called a single-strand break, which, as you would imagine, you know, DNA is, it's got two strands that are sort of coiled together, right? If only one of them breaks, that's a single-strand break, and that's relatively easy for your body to repair. But a double-strand break is that's a desperate situation. If it's not repaired correctly, well, and there are other issues too, like DNA lesions and translocations, deletions and insertions. And there are things like thymine dimers and other kinds of lesions that can happen on your chromosomes that your body knows how to repair if you have the right nutrients. You have to have the right amount of cellular energy. You have to have ATP production. You have to have NAD+. You have to have the building blocks, that is the dietary nucleic acids. And if you don't have the dietary nucleic acids, you're screwed. And by the way, the world's number one source of dietary nucleic acids is chlorella, a superfood that I've been talking about for 20 plus years, 25 years, maybe. In fact, the whole family of microalgae, chlorella, spirulina, and astaxanthin, those three happen to be the three most important things that you can take in for protection against radiation fallout, shielding your body against genetic damage, and encouraging your genetic repair mechanisms to restore your DNA. Now, again, that course is completely free. I'm making it free because I want everybody to be able to have this information at no cost. You can optionally purchase the whole course, by the way, if you want, and then you'd be able to download all of it and watch it or listen to it on your own schedule, whatever time you want. So that option will be available. It's not going to be crazy expensive either. So watch for that, but it's not required. Anyway, my point here is that even if there is a nuclear war, most people will panic and think that we're all going to die. And people who don't have this knowledge probably will die. And that could be billions of people. And that may be the entire goal here. I think Trump is being run by globalists at this point. And part of his job is to help destroy humanity and the United States. Clearly, he's a Trojan horse. But most people don't know anything about radiation. They don't know how it works. They don't know different types of radiation. They don't know the depth of tissues that it would penetrate. They don't even know really how it works or what's necessary to block it or repair it, etc. So people will freak out. And most of those people will not make it if there's a global thermonuclear war. And plus, on top of that, of course, you're going to have, you know, social collapse and civil unrest. You're going to have collapsing governments, collapsing monetary systems, a global food collapse, you know, crop failures for 1 to 2 years, followed by mass famine, basically Mad Max, all over the world. You know, and Trump, being run by Israel and the globalists, is probably willing to do that because he's just that insane. And also the Zionists are that insane as well. They think God's going to come save them. No. God doesn't save Satanists. Okay, so they need to get that through their evil heads. But if you want to survive, you can. I'm not saying that everybody would want to. You know, most of the people you know probably die. Honestly. You know, the power grid wouldn't function. You'd be living, you know, you'd be living without air conditioning, without refrigeration, without fuel and combustion engines, things like that. Now, depending on where you are, if your equipment survives the EMP effects of the nuclear weapons, you could still have solar energy working. You could have inverters and batteries. You could have power from solar. That's one thing that would work. Potentially, depending on, again, your distance from the detonations. And that could be, you know, the saving grace for a lot of people, because you're not going to be able to get diesel. You're not going to get gasoline. There's no oil moving. There's no refineries functioning in a Mad Max World War III nuclear fallout scenario. But most of the people you know will fall apart at the cellular level. Their internal organs will just start to mutate and stop functioning over a period of actually months to years, depending on the type of radiation exposure, and also depends on the rate of the division of the cells that are impacted by the radiation. So cells that divide frequently are more what's called photosensitive, and thus they're more apt to be damaged by radiation exposure. So what kind of cells would those be? Well, for example, the stem cells in your bone marrow that make blood, you know, those are very susceptible. or let's say the cells of children, youth, because they're growing and you know their cells are dividing rapidly as they're growing, and so they're more susceptible to radiation. This is all well known in biochemistry. But you have other cells, such as your brain cells, that are not dividing all the time. Mostly your brain cells are just there. You know, you have what you have, except for the hippocampus, which is making more brain cells. But most of your brain cells are not undergoing mitosis. They're not dividing and growing as an adult. So they're less susceptible to DNA damage from ionizing radiation. But you have plenty of other cells that are highly susceptible and that can kill you, such as, you know, red blood making cells. If you don't have blood, or if you don't have, you know, immune system cells being manufactured, you're screwed. You could die from common infections because your immune cells have been killed by the radiation. And that's actually a very common thing. That is, I mean, in people that have been exposed, like after Hiroshima or let's say Fukushima or Chernobyl, 1986, right? A lot of people who died after Chernobyl died years later, and they, or some died months later from immune function collapse. Now, the other cells that are dividing very frequently in your body are the inner lining of your digestive tract, or the intestinal epithelial cells. Those cells are dividing frequently every, I think it's 3 to 5 days, something in that range. They're very photosensitive. If you have radiation exposure at a high enough dose, those cells die. And then what happens, and I don't mean to get gross here, but your intestines, your inner lining falls apart. And then what happens is all the stuff that's in your gut just leaks into your blood. And then you die of massive sepsis. Just imagine everything that's, you know, all the poop and feces that's in your gut, if that just gets emptied in your blood supply, you've got infection problems. So my course can teach you how to survive much higher levels of radiation exposure than what is currently believed to be survivable. It doesn't make you bulletproof. It can't save you if you're really close to the detonation, obviously. And it's not going to save you from starvation and Mad Max scenarios, but it can help you survive the first wave of cell die-off by protecting your cells and then repairing your cells so that your genetic code stays intact and you are able to function, you're able to repair. And in order to do that, you have to have the right superfoods and nutrients. Some of them you can grow yourself, and I go through that in the course. Others you have to acquire, like the spirulina, chlorella, astaxanthin. Those microalgae are things that you actually have to, purchase, because you can't really grow those yourself. So the bottom line on this is that if Trump is crazy enough to use nuclear weapons, and he probably is, then I don't think it's going to stop at one nuke. We're going to end up in a nuclear exchange, and probably, at least plausibly, billions of people could die, not immediately, not from the nuclear blast, but from the famine and the chaos and the financial collapse and the Mad Max scenarios and the radiation that follows. All of those conditions are actually survivable by people who are very well informed and have the right nutrients and have the right self-defense systems and have the right distance from major cities and things like that. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. You will definitely need to be in the top 1% of the most prepared people, but I'm guessing you already are. If you're listening to this, I mean, you're already so much better prepared than almost everyone. You're probably the most prepared person that you know. Or if not, then you've got great friends who are also extremely well prepared. So it's not that hard to be in the 1% of the most prepared. So I want to actually give you a sense of realistic hope here. Even in a nuclear war, you can survive, and humanity can survive. And in another podcast, I'll talk about the critical nature of genetic integrity for, obviously, the reproduction, the continuation of the species. Most people who don't have the knowledge that I'll be presenting in my course, they will not be able to have viable children. That is, maybe they can have children, but those children will be sterile. Because a lot of these radiation effects, they do affect germ cells, and those effects are heritable. They are passed on to the next generation. I can show you how to maintain your genetic integrity, even for germ cells, so that you can have children who themselves can also reproduce. So, kind of important, you know, for the future of the human race. And we're right on the precipice right now of Trump basically exterminating potentially billions of human beings. Sounds exactly like something that he would do. Just for his own ego, you know. And Netanyahu, of course, you know, actual demon in a human skin bag. There's nothing he won't do to slaughter billions of human beings. And yeah, they're all delusional. They're all part of a Zionist cult of apocalyptic end times lunatics. And they probably will kill billions of people. And they will justify it. So you should be ready for that, because it's probably coming. All right, you can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also naturalnews.com. And my upcoming course, again, launching the last Saturday in August, August 28th or 29th. I forgot which day that is. But it's going to be at brightu.com. That's the word bright followed by the letter U. So mark your calendar to tune in and watch the course. It's completely free. Just registration is required with your email address. And that's it. And you can watch it for free beginning that Saturday. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.